Today is Saturday, the 15th of October, 2016. My name's Adam. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? I feel like my mic sounds weird. I'm sorry if I sound weird. I don't know what's going on with everything, but I feel like I sound weird. Maybe I don't. I'm not sure. And this does count. You know, I was having a talk with my co-host over at dubiousintent.com, and he was saying, oh, I think it was on the show even. He was saying, oh, you know, I bet Adam doesn't get out a Geeky Gay episode this week. Well, Saturday counts. Sunday is the start of the new week, and I am getting this show out. So there you go. Anyway, I have a frog in my throat. Have you ever heard that saying, I have a frog in my throat? So what I wanted to talk about today, I have a few things that I wanted to talk about today. And one of them is, the other day, you know, having a dog is always a treat. And I, you know, sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes it's not such a good treat. So sometimes, I guess you could say sometimes it's a trick and sometimes it's a treat. I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, normally it's a treat to have Sydney and everything's good. And the funny thing about this story is the other day, Mark was reading an article, probably in Facebook. He probably found something in Facebook and he was... He texted me or something like that. And he said, maybe you should read this article because since we've moved to the new house, we let Sydney, that's our dog, for any of you who are new, we let Sydney sleep in the bed with us. So she, you know, she sleeps in the bed with us because at the old house, we had the perfect setup. And we had this fence and like everything, and we could fence her in, and it was far enough away from the bedroom that if she barked, we would hear it, but not horribly. So if we were already asleep, like it wouldn't bother us. And it was connected. The doggy door to the outside was inside this fenced in area that we had created in the kitchen. So she could just come in and out as she wanted and go use the bathroom and everything. Well, in the new condo, we don't really have a good way to do what we did before. And so what we decided was, well, she's almost three now or however old she is. So we'll just let her roam around the house and, you know, have access to the doggy door. And then, you know, if she wants to get in the bed, she can. Well, there are many, 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 many problems with that. First of all, she is scared to jump up in the bed. She can jump up in the bed, but our bed is kind of tall. It's the mattress is one of those, you know, really, really thick mattresses. And the bottom of it is a platform that I built, and it's pretty tall. And it's, the platform is like 16 inches high. And then you've got the box spring, and then you've got the mattress itself, which is, you know, again, one of those double stuffed Oreo mattress, so to speak. And so she can get up, but it's an effort for her, and she doesn't like to. She's scared that she's going to fall. And I think occasionally she's tried to jump up there and then fallen. And so it just freaks her out. So if we call her, if we're like, you know, Sydney, come here. She'll probably come. She'll eventually jump up on her own and we don't have to do it. But in the middle of the night, she likes to get up and down. And so in the middle, she'll come up on the bed with us. When we first get in the bed and we're, you know, just kind of talking and getting ready to go to sleep, and she doesn't like to cuddle. She likes to have her own space. Sometimes she likes to cuddle, but it's not for extended period of time. And so eventually she'll jump down on the floor because usually she's not ready to go to sleep because I guess she sleeps all day while we're at work, and she'll play with a toy or something like that. And then at 3 a.m. or something like that, she'll decide, okay, now I'm sleepy. I want to get back in the bed. And she will scratch at the side of the bed and wake one of us up. Well, I don't have a problem going back to sleep, but Mark has a real hard time going back to sleep. So that's one issue. That's one of those things that, you know, we're trying to work through. We're hoping that she gets used to just sleeping on the floor next to the bed and not getting up in the bed. So we're hoping as she gets older, she just won't want to get up in the bed. We'll see. But the real trick that happened, Mark had sent me this article where it gives you all these reasons why you should not have your dog sleeping in the bed with you. Oh, they have germs. Their mouths are not clean. They've licked their vajayjays and they've licked all kinds of nasty stuff outside. And there's bacteria, you know, they eat their feces and there's bacteria that way. And their butts are probably not clean. And, you know, they pee and everything and they don't wipe it. So they've got urine on the vajayjay and like all these reasons why you should not let your dog sleep in the bed with you. But, you know, well, first of all, I'm from the South where you know, people let pigs sleep with them, for Pete's sake. I mean, it's, and I was like, oh, whatever, you know, we're going to, I was like, we're going to let, if we want to let her sleep with us, fine. We also have germs. You also have feces in your butthole. You know, I mean, there's, you know, no difference. And so we decided, you know, no big deal. And we just kind of, you know, forgot about the article. So yesterday morning or day before yesterday, I don't remember which day it was. I think it was yesterday. I get up in the morning and Sydney has already gotten off the bed and I get up and, well, actually, let me go back. So when about 6 a.m., 6:30, when we start to just barely wake up, Sydney is on the bed and she comes up to the top of the bed near our heads and she like lays her head on my shoulder and she's all sweet and she's like trying to curl up next to my head and all this kind of stuff and be all sweet and everything. And so then when we finally got up about 6:45 or 7, I go out into the living room and we have hardwood floors and I find a little piece of poop on the floor, a little, and it's kind of dried. It's not, you know, it's not fresh, you know? And then I walk and I'm like, that's strange. She is so good. Like she is trained to use a doggy door. So when she goes in and out, I mean, when she needs to go to the bathroom, she goes outside. And so I'm like, well, that's strange, you know, and it wasn't diarrhea. So I know she wasn't sick. And I pick it up and, you know, and then I walk a little bit further and then I get to the doggy door and there's another little piece of poop, a little tiny piece of poop in front of the doggy door, also dry. I mean, it had been there for a couple of hours probably. So I pick both of them up, whatever. I mean, it's something you do when you're a pet owner. But literally, this has not happened in a year or two. Like, she hasn't peed on the floor. She hasn't pooped on the floor, nothing. I mean, she goes outside. She's great. So I didn't think anything of it. I mean, we kind of thought, I wonder what happened, you know, because she always goes outside. There, she was able to go out the doggy door. I don't think it was raining during the night. It has been raining pretty hard here, so there was a possibility that maybe it was raining and she didn't want to go out, although she doesn't usually mind getting wet, so I wasn't sure. And so last night, it was my turn to brush her because she's a long-haired dog and we have to brush her every day if we want to keep the hair long, or she'll get these horrible mats that will never come out and we'll have to shave her down. So we brush her every day for the most part. And we take turns because it's a pain in the butt. And so it was my turn to brush her. So I start brushing her and I get to the butt area and I find some dried poop stuck to the hair around her butt. So I got to thinking to myself, that's probably what happened. She used the bathroom outside, but for whatever, sometimes she'll have this issue where she can't release the poo. She can't release the poo. It gets stuck. And so it's like hanging out of her rear end. And so I think what happened is she came in and the one little piece kind of fell off next to the doggy door. And then she gets, you know, a little bit further and then the larger piece falls off. But then she still has a little bit stuck in her hair. And I got to thinking, oh my God, we put her back up in the bed after that. And she got up and curled up right next to my head, like put her head on my shoulder. I mean, luckily her butt was next to Mark, not me. So I got the head end and he got the poo end. So that was kind of gross. And I mean, you just kind of have to deal with that stuff. I mean, I'm not going to, and you know, I cleaned her up and everything is fine. And I don't, you know, at least I guess we kind of solved the mystery. I don't know, but I'm not going to keep her from getting in the bed. I'm still more concerned with her waking us up all the time, wanting to get up and down, up and down. I think we're going to buy a set of steps that go next to the bed. I just don't want to trip over them. I have this feeling like if I have steps, you know, coming out from the bed that someday when I get up to go pee or something like that, I'm going to trip. And I don't know. I don't want to do that. So we'll see. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But it's kind of gross, but I mean, you get used to that kind of stuff. I think if you have a newborn baby or if you have an animal, you get used to that kind of stuff. But it kind of grossed us out a little bit, to say the least. The next thing I wanted to talk about is I got an email and you guys can email me, please. I generally only get emails from one or two different people who listen. So if you are a listener and you want me, I don't know, you have a topic you want me to talk about or anything, please email me. But I got an email from Musing Mark or Mark, I believe he's in Canada and I'm going to be wrong. Or he lived in Canada and now he doesn't, or he used to, I don't know. I think he's from Canada though. Mark, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But he says, hey Adam, really enjoyed your last episode. Reminded me of dating Filipino guys in the 90s. I couldn't deal with all of their friends and all the parties and the endless socializing. So it sounds like you're doing better than I did. Well, not really, Mark. Normally what I do is I tell, normally Mark, my boyfriend Mark, is at least he pretends to be pretty patient about whether or not I go. And basically I tell him, because they don't speak English at their party, they all speak English, but when they get together all in a group, they don't want to speak English because they've been speaking English all week long at their jobs or whatever. And so I tell them, or I tell him, you know, I'm going to go to these parties, but maybe I'll go to one a month, or, you know, one every couple of months, because it really is boring for me to sit there and not understand what anyone is saying. And I, even though I would love to learn that language, it's not very practical. I mean, it's practical because he and I could talk to each other, but it's not like there are a ton of Filipinos all over the place in the U.S. that I could converse with. And I'm so busy, it's hard to learn a new language. And so anyway, I tell him that, and he seems to be pretty understanding. So a lot of times I'll go see my parents when he's having those parties, or I'll stay home and, you know, relax or something like that, or, you know, do podcasting stuff or whatever. But I do go, and when I go, it's boring because I don't understand what they're saying. And anyway, so but, you know, who knows? I don't know how you did, so maybe I'm doing better. What I noticed, this is back to Mark's email, by the way, what I noticed is that my boyfriends came to the U.S. with certain ideas of what life would be like and looked to me to help make their dreams come true, and I'm sure I disappointed them. Sometimes I wanted to yell, life isn't perfect, calm the fuck down. Anyway, I think you're being a great boyfie to Mark. Oh, by the way, Mark, boyfie is spelled B-O-Y-F-I-E. But good try. He spelled it B-O-Y-F-E-Y. Since it's a fake word, I'm going to give you a pass on that, because it's not like you can look in Webster's and find that. And you know what? I think boyfie is a Filipino thing. I thought it was just something Mark made up, but he watches Filipino TV shows, and, oh, my phone's ringing. You guys are going to hear that. Oh, well, because my phone is my soundboard right now. So I think it's a Filipino thing, because he watches Filipino shows here, and occasionally I hear them say, wifey, hubby, you know, like husbandy, although hubby is an American, Americans use that too, but wifey, boyfey, girlfey, I don't know, but I think that's a Filipino thing as well. He says, I just wanted to let you know that I could relate to some of the tensions. Take care, I'm using Mark. Well, thank you for the email, Mark, and I welcome emails. I got an email from, now I'm going to forget who it was, but some, it might have been Mark again, who asked me to talk about whatever it was that I talked about last week that I can't remember. I swear to God, I'm getting Alzheimer's. But anyway, I got an email. So if you guys have a topic you want me to talk about, you want to hear my opinion on something, you just want to write in and say I'm a wonderful boyfriend or whatever, you can email me. Just email, you know, I'm tired of having separate email addresses for different podcasts. So I'm just going to say email my main email address, which is adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And the reason it's the .uk is because when I got that email address, I was living in England at the time, and I thought it was really cool, and I didn't want adamburns1234578764, you know, because Adam Burns was not available, so I just did a .uk. All right, so leading into, you know, that email is a perfect lead into the last thing that I want to talk about for today, and I know I already touched on this, but I really wanted to touch on this one more time. So what I'm going to give you guys an update on the trumpet solo situation. So I got to thinking, I know last time we talked about the fact that Mark, you know, heard the solos that I was thinking of doing for this birthday party, because for some reason they want me to play. And I still maintain that the trumpet, it's not like piano or guitar where, you know, you just sit down in the middle of the room and you just start strumming, or, you know, tickling the ivories and playing for people and you all have a sing-along. And, you know, trumpet is not one of those instruments. So I still maintain that it's kind of weird for me to just like stand up in the middle of a group and be playing trumpet, right? But they want me to do it and I don't want to be a dick. So it's not that I'm nervous about messing up, because I'm going to pick something simple because I haven't had time to practice. But it's just like it's nerve-wracking because it's not something you typically do. I mean, people don't just play trumpet solos in the middle of a birthday party. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I'm doing it anyway. So, but, you know, Mark came in and he said, oh, you know, the songs that you are doing are pretty and everything, but it's not anything anyone will recognize. And they're kind of sad. And he's like, it's a birthday party, you know. And so I remembered I had a book, and I can play by ear, but again, I don't have time to rehearse and I don't want to have any chances of messing up or like getting a wrong note or something like that. This is the first time these people have heard me play by myself. And I don't want them to get, Adam's, you know, even though I'm not as good as I was when I was back in college, because I just don't practice 4 or 5 hours a day like I did in college. I'm a pretty good trumpet player. but I don't want them to get some wrong impression. If I'm going to do it, I want to at least sound halfway decent. And so I remembered I had this book that is 65 hits of the 90s. And so I'm going to play something out of that book. Now, I'm recording this on Saturday morning while Mark's getting his haircut done. And then we're going to go over, and God bless America, we have to go over and help them set up a tent that they're borrowing from me, the tent that I used for Mark's 30th birthday that I mentioned on Dubious Intent. I don't even know if I still have the directions for it. So we may be spending hours trying to set this up. I'm still trying to pick out a song from this book. And I'm thinking I might just go with something Disney. And I'm going to go with something fairly slow, you know, and melodic. Because, again, I don't want to have the chance of messing something up. So, but there are so many. I mean, just an example of, you know, what they have here. They have, well, these are not Disney, but they have Love. Love Takes Time. Opposites Attract. The Power of Love. The River of Dreams. She Drives Me Crazy. Tears in Heaven. Just all kinds of 90s songs, pretty much anything that you, and then Disney, there's A Whole New World from Aladdin. They have Beauty and the Beast. They have Hakuna Matata from Lion King. The funny thing is I may play Beauty and the Beast because it's so melodic and it's pretty easy to play. And they have Circle of Life as well. And Mark thought it would be funny if I play Beauty and the Beast because if they thought I was talking about this woman, she would be the beauty and her husband would be the beast. So I don't know. So I'm still down. The party's going to happen in 8 hours, 8.5 hours. And I still don't know exactly what song I'm going to play, but hopefully I'll pick something out and I'll let you guys know if it went good or not. I'm nervous just because they've never heard me play. And this is just not something I generally do. No accompaniment, no like band behind me, no nothing, just me. And it's going to be kind of weird. I don't know. But so we'll see how that goes. So today is going to be spent picking out a song, putting up a tent for them, you know, rehearsing my song one last time, then going to a party where I'll understand nothing that anyone is saying until it's time for me to play my trumpet solo. And then they'll come over and say, okay, Adam, it's time to play your trumpet solo. And I don't have a music stand either, so I think I'm going to have someone stand there in front of me and hold the music. It's not going to be ideal. Not ideal at all. But the last thing I wanted to, you know, and it just slipped my mind. There was one other thing that I wanted to cover today, and it totally slipped my mind. I am not a political person, but I do want to mention one thing, and that is I watched the debate. I actually watched the debate last Sunday. And I'm getting sick and tired of everything being about how horrible the other person is. Now, I agree that Hillary is probably corrupt or has some corruption going on. Now, I would argue that a lot of politicians lie and cheat to get things done in Washington. Now, I'm only basing that off of watching things like Scandal. Again, I am not, you know, my opinion of Washington is they're all having people killed and like blackmailing each other and like lying and cheating to get their bill passed or, you know, whatever it is that they need to do. So it doesn't surprise me because I'm basing it off of, you know, The West Wing, Scandal, you know, like all of these shows that I've watched. And I love political shows, actually. But, you know, I'm not giving her a pass, but I'm going to say this. First of all, can they not focus on how horrible one another are? What have we come to in this nation that, you know, the reason we're going to, that first of all, we have two people that are apparently so polarizing and have done such horrible things in their lives that is what they use as campaign. Now somebody's going to come back to me and say, Adam, you know, you just don't know what it was like. This has always been the way it's been. And, you know, you, whatever. But I've not paid much attention to it in the past. And it just seems like, you know, just, can we be more positive? Can we talk about, you know, what things do you actually want to change? Like, what are your policy? What do you believe in? Are you for gay marriage? Are you, you know, are you for the healthcare plan? You know, the healthcare, Obamacare, you know, are you going to change that? Now, they talked a little bit about that, but it was so peppered with, oh, well, he's an idiot and she's a liar and her husband raped someone and her husband is not running for president. I hate to tell everyone that. But, that, you know, I'm tired of that. I want it to be over. I think all of us want it to be over. I'm just tired of the negativity, just reading the negativity. But I'm going to say it again. We have checks and balances in the United States. Whether you believe they work or not, you know, we have that. That is the way the system is set up. And I believe the most important part of the president's job is to be our public face for other countries, for, you know, to come on the news or, you know, to do their little speeches, calm everyone down when there are bad situations, to go and, you know, when there's a tragedy and, like, you know, give a speech and, you know, be that strong figurehead person, both for us and the rest of the world. And I just think, now, Hillary's not a great speaker, you know, and she's kind of robotic, but she does have the experience being in politics, and I think she would carry herself tons better. I mean, like 1,000 times better than Trump ever would. I mean, Trump's going to be grabbing pussies and, like, you know, building walls. And he's an idiot. He is an idiot. If the Republicans had nominated someone who actually was not an idiot, and this is what drives me crazy, I live in a place where most of the people are going to vote for Trump. Oh my God. I live with the rednecks and the stupid people who think that it's okay to grab a pussy and talk about it like that. Oh, anyway, I got to go. I'm going to shut up. But anyway, if you want to contact me, email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can see me at dubiousintent.com on my other podcast. I'm running out of music. And look for all of us over at pride48.com. I'm out of music. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.